Yeah, I think I already called one already. Bob White.
Outstanding, right?
Tom gave you before then?
Well, that was, no. Yes, think about that. That one always has become some of your purchase orders, right? Which, you know, which would be, that's what you can get. That would be.
Yeah, that's right. That's
that
right.
Letter only covered like $200 million, right? It did not cover the stuff that's already shipped, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
So like the BJ letter covered only $200 million worth of product, but we have like $500 million worth of stuff there.
Okay.
So the mail did not add up.
All right, so maybe we need to talk to somebody else at Sam's and BJ's, I don't know. Let's
yeah, you see what I'm saying? Because there are two components. One is that it's yours that are not yet shipped, right? So that, again, if you can get that for verification, that's okay too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's basically what you're trying to get to.
Okay, I'll see what, I don't know for sure, okay? But I understand what point you're making.
Yes, we may need to come, obviously, with, you know, having our payments and all stuff, we need to make sure that at least we can prove that collateral is there.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
And then, Deanna, since I have you on the phone, I know you may have spoken with Carol. How are we looking on the new on the deals this week?
Yeah, you know, what kind of deals are you looking for?
Well, Sam's would be preferable, right?
Okay.
Followed by BJ's. And I guess maybe even National if you got to take it, if you got nothing out of them because this shit is so old.
Okay.
Are you looking at just replacing the boxcars or are you looking at replacing the old POs?
Replacing. We still have one boxcars, right? So I think we only have like 1 million, but yeah, replacing all the POs basically because it's really, the stuff's getting really old.
Okay.
Alrighty. Well, we'll see what we can do, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you. So, yeah, because things are really stale, right? So you need to kind of.
Yeah.
Right.
Alright.
Because we are in default, you know, all kinds of issues, accounting, bank defaults, and all kinds of stuff. So here we are. So I appreciate, obviously, guys, obviously, the sooner the better, right? It's pretty critical.
Does doing these POs, replacing the old POs with the new POs, Greg, does that help your audits and your bank and that stuff?
Correct.
Helps your hedge fund?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, because obviously if there's nothing coming in, it raises all kinds of alarms, you know what I mean? Because aging gets worse and worse every day, you know?
Gotcha. All right.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got it. All right. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. So,
can I
hear from you in a couple days or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
And,
Diana,
you'll let me know about the deals, right?
I will, yes. Right now, I don't have any.
Okay.
I'm going to find out from Tom what there is.
Okay.
But right now, I'll let you know.
Yeah, because we could probably borrow between 10 to 15 million on a daily basis, so if you want to have a lot of deals, we could probably just dump, we can run it twice or something a day, you know what I mean? I'm not sure if we could borrow more, with the market being pretty crazy right now. But,
you said 10 to 50 million?
It looks like you don't have a lot of deals anyway, so that discussion's probably academic. So.
Well, who knows what Tom may have. I don't know for sure.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Tom and I talked another day. He mentioned to me that you guys may have, 350 million in one flash paper or something.
350 million in deals?
Yeah.
Well.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah, okay, bye.
Thanks,
Greg. Bye-bye.
We got $350 million in unplaced deals. Just when did people believe any of this shit?
Oh, this is just getting worse and worse all the time. A letter from retailers. You did one on Sam's and on BJ's, right? Because
yeah.
Tom asked you to. Inventory count at the warehouse and receive the merchandise. Bill lading. And we can't do any of this. Well, I'm not saying we can, but.
Oh, yeah. We can spend months. I mean, it's just.
All right. So I guess we'll
we know what it is.
Wait and see.
We need to talk.
Talk to Tom?
Yeah, we need to talk to Tom. We need to talk to the work.
We can try calling him. I don't think he's landed yet, though. I'll call that right. 612-471. No, what is this number?
612-741.
Oh, 741, 3200.
Alrighty. We don't know anything right this second, that's for sure, though.
Okay. Is Tom on his way to West Palm?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you.
All right.
Yep. All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, yeah.
Bye. Bye. What has Tom told Larry?
Tom told me Larry knows everything, 100%.
He knows that this is all bogus.
But to quote him is that Larry knows everything. I don't know whether Larry, what, maybe not quite everything. You know, I mean, who, I mean, that's the problem with this thing. You,
so who all do you think knows?
I'm pretty sure you know.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm pretty sure I know. And I can't say for sure if Tom knows.
Tom knows, he just doesn't want to think about it.
And Wim Hof knows pretty well.
Do you think Wim Hof knows everything?
He knows pretty well.
Yeah.
He doesn't know everything. He doesn't know how far back. He doesn't know everything. Except the other day when we were all in there, you were saying, there haven't been any real deals for years.
Oh, Tom, that's like, these are real purchase orders.
I know.
It's like, what are you doing, Tom?
Yeah,
and he told me later that it was because Jim's in there. So that's why I didn't know if Jim knows everything or not.
Yeah.
Half the time I don't know if Tom, I think Tom believes that these are real deals half the time.
Yeah, I know, that's what I said.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure what Tom knows. You know, he lives in his fantasy world once in a while.
Oh, once in a while, all the time.
Well, the reality is it's much nicer to go to fantasy land.
And Frank knows. We all, I mean, he's got to know.
Yeah. Greg knows, basically.
You think Greg knows? I don't know about Greg. I don't think he'd be asking for this stuff if he knew.
He's got some idea. He's got some idea.
You'd have to, yeah.
He's got some. I mean, of course. He got another. And, you know, everybody knows the various stages, and they don't want them. They really want to give us the image that they know, because if in a courtroom, we can say, well, we had conversations with Greg, you know, about phoning up this deal or that deal, then he's part of the whole conspiracy.
Right.
And so he doesn't. The last thing in the world is that Frank or Greg want to us. They have to pretend to us that it's the real deal.
Right.
I mean, when we were trying to, before, I said it pretty clearly to Greg. Well, we can come up with some deals that are, remember the 70 million future deals or whatever. Well, 3 months before, so we're going to do some big one.
Oh, well, I forgot all about those. That was one.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, Greg knew. He had a very clear idea what that was, and he did not want. It was a clear conversation. I'm saying we don't have that. We could do this sort of thing.
See, but then when I forgot all about that, but then when I called him and told him that I had the two purchase orders, there's blanket POs, he was like in shock and couldn't believe I was calling him on it.
Yeah, well, I think he had some second thoughts.
Okay.
I was pretty explicit. You know, we don't have that, we can do this.
Okay. Not a lot. This one's at Elbow Lake. That was about it. Just fine.
What's
your really good. We went to Rochester Wednesday and Thursday for all the tests again to make sure it's cancer free. And
did they do surgery?
Well, you had chemo for 9 months and then they did surgery. They took out his two ribs. A pre-rib and mixed up with it. Uh-huh. So.
Yeah,
done, and he's doing great and feeling good, and so I hope they just won't come back.
Yeah. How long have you been there?
It's only been when he finished chemo in April, May. So it hasn't been that long.
Okay. What I've always heard, you gotta make it like 5 years.
Yep, 5 years before before they say he's cancer free.
Yeah.
Jim Wim Hof this morning. I don't know if that audit is on or off for tomorrow with Palm Beach.
We have to assume it's off.
Well, Tom sent that email, I think you were copied on it, that it was off, but Jim for some reason thinks it's still on. Well, we're going to have nothing for them. Hi, Dan. Do you know when Tom lands?
Probably around 1:30, so 12:30 our time.
Okay, in about an hour. Okay.
Yeah, I would say give or take.
All right, then.
Take off on time, but...
Did he take commercial or private?
Private.
When with him?
You know, I don't know exactly, like, how